Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, May 2nd. Quiet overnight in the corn, slightly lower in the wheat, and a few cents lower in the beans as markets take a pause after yesterday's sharp rally in the grains. So we've got July corn down a quarter cent at 405 and a half, December down a quarter cent as well at 420, hanging near the top end of yesterday's ranges. Dryness in Brazil continuing to put a little bid underneath the corn market, with that second crop at risk during the critical pollination period. Also funds piling into corn recently, adding about 25 to 30,000 contracts, now long about 175,000 contracts of corn. After some rain moving through the northern corn belt over the last few days, there is another window of about 6 to 10 days where a lot of field work, I imagine, will get completed. We'll have to keep an eye on those reports as they come out. Taking a look at wheat, July finished down 2 cents at 527 and a quarter. Kansas City, July down a quarter cent at 552 and three quarters, consolidating at the higher end of yesterday's range. Funds have covered a significant amount of Chicago wheat, now only short about 20 to 25,000 contracts there, and added to the long position in Kansas City. The Kansas Wheat Tour tweeting out and giving varied conditions in the crops there, but an average yield of 38.2 bushels per acre. That's versus 43 last year and 42 this year. We'll have to keep an eye on continuing reports coming in. Also supporting the wheat, early dryness in Russia and Australia. Minneapolis wheat finished down 2 1/4 cents at 621 and a quarter. Soybeans backing off a bit after yesterday's recovery. July finished down 5 1/2 cents at 1047 and three quarters. November down 6 1/4 cents at 1044 and a quarter. Funds also adding to their long position in the beans, now long about 191,000 contracts. Beans supported yesterday by soybean meal, which made a pretty decent recovery, trading back about $400 a ton. Soybean meal overnight down $2.50 a ton at 401.90, so hanging in there again up at the high end of the range, with the meal putting a decent bid underneath soybeans, possibly backing off a little bit overnight as the trade has a little bit of anxiety regarding the trade talks with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin in China occurring tomorrow and Friday. Not a whole lot expected out of that, but maybe some positive indications. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 3 points at 92.22, still hovering near 3.5 month highs. Crude oil down 10 cents a barrel at 67.17. And we've got the stock market in pre-opening trading down about 60 points. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.